producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's get the school spirit going here on the Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Chief cheerleader is Jennifer Horn, who's here. I'm not a cheerleader. I guess I am, in a sense.
Sure you are.
Good things. Richie is here. Cheerleader Richie.
Yeah, that's me.
And then Ken Kessler, who's here, following Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, The Spirit. If you really want to be intrigued, go to hour number 3 in the archives at DougStephan.com. And find out about Jennifer and her inner workings. How's that?
Okay, then. Moving along.
Where did she go? I can't even hear. Did she disappear?
She had to go cut some fruit.
Oh, well, that's not fair. Then
she's
I said
cutting
something.
An apple.
All right. So here's the good news.
Roberta might join us, too. She's just telling me.
Oh, boy.
Roberta is?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So there's a this is sort of an inspiration. I like to start hours oftentimes with good news or inspirational things. Here's the story of a young fellow who was born with a condition that left him without the use of his legs. And he had a wheelchair that was purchased by his family, but his family doesn't have a lot of money. This wheelchair was old and breaking down. So listen to this. His fellow students in his high school stepped in. They started a GoFundMe campaign, and he's going to be getting a new power wheelchair because they raised $31,543. 695 people in the last couple of months donated. And that's the kind of stuff that you can involve yourself in, finding help on GoFundMe, which is a nonprofit way of helping people. It's just kind of a cool thing. Society says a lot when members of society contribute that kind of dough, about 700 people. So 700 people into that, that's about $40 on average a piece. That's pretty cool. $40, $50 a piece to help out. And they weren't all from this community either. It's just a nice warm feeling to know that people are still that thoughtful and that interested. Congratulations to those people in that community. Donald Trump has a new book coming out. Wow! He's not going to let running for president get in the way of his book. The announcement came out yesterday. The book will outline how a crippled America could be restored to greatness. Currently, the book is untitled, scheduled to come out next month. He's already had bestsellers in Trump, The Art of the Deal, and Time to Get Tough. So you can expect, and by the way, these old books have been selling very well since he started looking for the nomination for president. So this is...
You think it's untitled, or is it called Make America Great Again? I mean, really?
Make America,
Make America great.
Yeah, it's got to be that. Yeah. Come on.
All right. So, under the circumstances, will we pay attention to this? Or are we going to pay attention to Scott Walker, who says that we got to do everything in our power, everything, to keep the Donald from becoming our standard bearer? We've got to find an alternative to Donald Trump.
We need a positive conservative message,
right?
He says.
Really?
And an alternative to Donald Trump.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but come on, guys. Donald Trump's resonating pretty well. But you know what I think is interesting is that all the before all of this started, all the talking heads were saying, oh, it's going to be a governor. It's going to be a governor. Look at how poorly the governors are doing so far. They're the first two out. Rick Perry and Scott Walker just dumping out.
Hmm. So what do you make of that?
What I make of it is that people just don't care about experience this time around because
they don't want that kind of experience.
Yeah,
so, Kenny, are you suggesting that Chris Christie is the next one to drop out?
I actually think it's going to... Ken said.
We've had two governors... Yeah, we've had two governors out so far.
Who are the other governors? Kasich?
Kasich and Bush.
And Bush? Well, Bush isn't really a sitting governor.
Pataki will go out.
He's not.
I'm
he's
sure.
a waste of time anyway in the beginning. I'm talking about the people who counted in the second, the 11 in the last debate that really have something going for them.
I would guess that Rand Paul is going to be the next big one to drop out. I mean, obviously
yeah.
some of the kids. Oh, Bobby Jindal's a governor. But the thing with Rand Paul is he's running a Senate campaign, so if it's very hard to divide your time between doing both of those
John
things.
John McCain did that when he ran for president,
yeah,
didn't he?
I would think that he's going to go only because he knows he can win at the Senate, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll win in the Senate again. Mm-hmm. And maybe he has more impact on all of us that way than to do
the
know,
world is not ready for President Rand, I don't think.
Is it ready for President Trump?
Yeah, actually, I think it is.
Really? What did you start to say, Richard?
Did you hear Carly Fiorino on Fallon last night saying that Trump and Putin? Did
no.
you hear this?
Here. You got the sound?
But Donald Trump has recently said that he wants, that Vladimir Putin is saying he wants to meet with Trump when he comes here.
Huh.
And that he wants to sit down and have a conversation with him. You've met Putin.
I have. Well, the two of them have a lot in common, actually. But we'll just leave it at that. Do you do an imitation of Putin? I could tell you if it was good or not. Or
I just basically talk like this and that.
Uh-huh. Donald and Putin have a
That's the
time.
First time I've heard her
lighthearted
smile yep. and make a joke. She's so serious all the time,
yeah.
which is kind of what we need, although you
well,
can have a
sense
of humor.
She's going up against some heavy hitters. And,
yeah.
You know.
And it's hard to be a girl. You know, we talked about
That's
it
what I'm
yesterday.
Saying. One girl, 11 guys. I mean, or
yeah,
10 guys.
I mean,
a
you
girl
start giggling.
Or a woman.
Well, you start giggling too much, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden people are going to think you're an airhead.
Yeah.
And
right.
then when you are too serious, then you become kind of a.
She has
know,
a different scorecard than the rest of them.
Yeah.
It's a better scorecard.
But
well,
I'm glad
it's
she's
different.
Just sort of being herself. You know, she's. I think she is probably by nature pretty serious.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have done well or gotten the job probably at Hewlett-Packard or any job. I mean, that's the thing. People judge women who run companies like that differently than they judge men. And that's a sad reality. And what has affected us, or maybe infected us, the attitude toward Carly Fiorina, and maybe even to a lesser extent, even though Hillary Clinton is better known, the attitude of women in politics, women in general, almost the same snare for some as black people. I mean, the things that are said by some of the ignorant people in America regarding the color of Barack Obama's skin. Just plain ignorance. I mean, there are plenty of reasons to think he's not cool as president, but for the people who attack him because of the color of his skin, the people who attack Hillary Clinton because she's a woman, I just, ugh, man, that's the kind of stuff that sends me into the ozone because it's so backward. It's so backward. You can't be proud of yourself to be thinking that way, frankly. I wouldn't think so. Oh, Menopause the Musical?
Yeah.
What was
you
I...
Want, you want tickets?
Well, I was told by my pal that it's been around for a while, but she wasn't. She was, has it been?
Oh, but yeah, for years and years and years.
Menopause the Musical has been around
yeah,
for a long time?
Yeah, it was in Vegas. I mean, they go around. They've been in New York and Vegas and L.A., yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, it's a traveling company.
I think so, or they might just do multiple shows around the country. I'm not sure, but I've seen it many
times. So why were you talking about it?
You and I were talking during the break because they sent a PR pitch to me.
Oh, an interview with some of the actors?
No, it's just a pitch saying that they're coming to... won't you be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania this week?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, well, they're there. They're following you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll leave that one alone, thanks. Okay, 15 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
The Good Day program introduces Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, with her dumpster dive for today. You can get a lot of background info on these specials at the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com.
Lots of cheap, cheap, cheap stuff. Let's start at Staples. Boy, if you didn't get those back-to-school deals they had going on, you missed out on some incredible deals. But we've got a new one for you, and we've got the coupon at DougStefan.com. You can get a ream of paper just for one single little penny. That's through the 26th. And if you got all of those old bills and stuff, and you don't want to throw them out because you're afraid somebody will raffle through your garbage and get your ID stuff and all that, or you've got sensitive documents, you can bring up to 5 pounds of paper to Staples, and they will shred the stuff for you free, absolutely free. And that's actually good till the end of the month, and we had that coupon, till the end of the year, I'm sorry, and we had that coupon for you also at DougStefan.com. So free paper and free shredding. Now, this is a heads up for tomorrow, the 23rd of September. Sonic, this is for you, Doug, has half-price ice cream cones.
I don't need ice cream anymore. I'll tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, though, when the tsunami happens. We're going to be hit tomorrow by a big asteroid, a 300-foot tsunami. So what do we have at the Better Living Box to help us save ourselves from that?
Well, you know what? If you're gonna get swept up by a tsunami, you might as well have ice cream beforehand.
Okay.
Life is short. Eat dessert first.
All right, there you go. Okay.
And also a heads up for this Saturday, September 26th, if we all survive the tsunami, is National Parks Day. You get into all of our national parks absolutely free. And at DougStefan.com, we have a link for you, and the link tells you about all the wonderful national parks near you. You'd be surprised how many national parks. Everybody thinks Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, that sort of stuff. But there's a lot of smaller national parks that are just these little gems, and there's some of them are like within spitting distance of where you live. So check out that list and go visit a national park absolutely free on Saturday. And you'll find all of these wonderful gems and all sorts of ways to save money and to live better in the living better section at DougStefan.com.
Nice job, Roberta. Professional broadcaster right here on the Good Day program. Yeah, the Queen of Cheap report is where we have more details on the specials at the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com. She's right.
Pete, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Us to celebrate the life of Rick James, even though he died in 2004.
Love it.
His autobiography came out this summer, written by James with music biographer David Ritz. And there are lots of stories in here about his life and lifestyle. I suppose you'd expect some of this stuff from the super freak. The memoir has details about a sort of musical trajectory that ties a lot of different people into his music in his life. For example, Thelonious Monk. Night before I've always had great regard for Thelonious Monk.
I feel like we need a cigar and like a snifter.
Yeah.
Well, that's the interesting part of this is how in the world do you get from Rick James to Thelonious Monk?
Right. A teenager, he sat in on drums with Thelonious Monk at the Royal Arms nightclub in Buffalo, New York. Apparently he was from, Rick James from Buffalo?
He was from up there somewhere, but I don't remember.
I'll rely on my Buffalo expert to send me the info. The Minor Birds, apparently they're a Canadian group. I don't know too much about them, but they had Neil Young in the group, so they're from Toronto, right? So
yeah, it was early band. Neil Young.
Yeah.
Young Neil Young.
And now, as opposed to what we saw the other night at the Farm Aid thing, old Neil Young. Also written in his book, The Story of Joni Mitchell, who left an imprint on Rick James during his Toronto sojourn. Joni Mitchell from Toronto.
They were like best friends for a while.
Slept at her place, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right, also the story of Love and Spoonful Connection. He was a fan of this group. They were referred to as a jug band, from their appearances in Toronto. One of the groups that influenced me, he said, when people read that, they thought he was kidding, and he said, no, he wasn't. Love and Spoonful had a big impact on a lot of early rockers.
Right. Rick James?
Yeah, Rick James and the Love and Spoonful. Didn't seem to work. Wow, here's Stevie Wonder. According to Rick James, he met Stevie Wonder when the Minor Birds auditioned for Motown in 1966. He had changed his name from James Ambrose Johnson to Ricky James Matthews. And then the record people thought that was too long, so just used Ricky James.
No, Stevie Wonder told him it was too long.
He did.
And said, you ought to shorten it up. And that's how I got the Rick James.
Ricky James. Nice. Okay. The rock, folk rock, rock group Buffalo Springfield had an impact on him. He wound up in L.A., James did, where he befriended Stephen Stills, who had put together Buffalo Springfield. Then he got connected to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and they influenced him apparently quite a bit as well. So let's see, what do we have time for here?
Get on to Tina Marie here.
All right. She's a Motown funker, late 70s. He began producing artists like her, apparently. I didn't realize he was a record producer.
Yeah.
No, really? I didn't know that at all. Did some work for Diana Ross and Tina Marie. Okay. Let's see. Rick James was Prince's biggest rivalry in the early 80s. Prince opened a series of concerts for James in 1980. And then he, when he caught some of the act, he was upset because Prince was stealing ideas from him. Is that true?
There's a lot of similarities there. I mean, you know, Rick James was funk before Prince was, so
yeah
I can get that.
What's your first memory, Kenny, of Rick James?
Oh, Super Freak Festival.
Yeah, but that the first you know, really big song you had?
When I just, no, he had Give It To Me Baby here and a bunch of others. But I think the fascinating thing about all of this is that to look at the depth of a guy you just thought was on the face, a funk artist, and how much real musical depth he had. And then the other interesting thing about this, Doug, I got this article from AARP.
Ah, perfect. Rick James and the AARP. There's a good combo. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Is your blood pressure too high? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, the NIH, the nation's medical research agency, says this. We're vastly undertreating high blood pressure in men and women from all backgrounds over the age of 50. This advice is based on their new landmark study, nicknamed SPRINT. In this study, they aggressively treated blood pressure to see if lower, way lower, was better. The startling conclusion? Yes, it is. Lowering blood pressure to 120 does prevent strokes, heart attacks, and saves lives. DCOC advice? Talk to your doctor about your blood pressure and see if this applies to you. But know this, it took 3 minutes to lower blood pressure to 120 in this study. And of course, more pills means more side effects, so this won't work for some. But remember, no need to panic. High blood pressure takes years to take its toll, so you're not in any immediate danger. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26 valid in-store and online while...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down.
Here we are to bring you up, not down, up, up and away, the Good Day way. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn here on Good Day with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler minding the store. Tommy Lasorda, 88 years old today, said the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. Amen.
I just tweeted that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's like you're on my Twitter feed.
All right, so.
At Jennifer Horn, by the way.
The Pope,
by the way,
is coming to America. Not that this is big news, folks. Pretty much everybody knows. Oh, you know, I forgot Roberta. How could I forget Roberta? Roberta Fassanetti. Let me start all over again. 34 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fassanetti and Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
On Good Day, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler along to keep us honest. Okay, so the Pope is coming to America, and the president is going to meet him. And greet him.
Gonna beat him.
And then the president of China is coming.
Oh boy!
Once described as the most powerful leader of the Chinese Communist Party ever,
the unfree world.
Yes, right. He's the leader of the unfree world, meeting the leader of the quasi-free world, and they'll be together. I wonder why they don't invite the Pope instead. Of, you know, we ought to be saving money here. Instead
yeah,
of having,
I don't think bring them on the same plane.
Exactly, same. Have a dinner for both of them.
Sure. Yeah.
Together, what would that be like? I suppose the Pope can speak Chinese, or can the Chinese leader speak Italian? Or what? What's the what?
China would get a deal to make those little Pope statuettes that you can buy in the Vatican.
There you
Plaza.
Go. Yeah, there
right.
you go.
Right in the gift
Vatican
store.
Snow globes.
So
yep.
it'd be a great deal for China and the Pope because they would both be making money and saving money on.
There you
they're
go.
They're already made in China. I'd hate
right.
to tell you, Rich.
Mm-hmm. You hate to tell them. Why do you hate to tell them? Tell them.
You're right.
Tell them like it is, Roberta.
They're already
Give
made
it to
in
them.
China.
All right. I want to tell you how it is in terms of the weather. The predictions are out from the Farmer's Almanac. How many people have seen these?
I have them on my desk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coming up for the wintertime?
Bold projections.
Mm.
Another wild winter. But are they valid? Are they accurate is the question.
Now, what is, define wild. What does wild winter mean?
Well, in there, they're predicting a rough go in New England, much like last year with the snow, the cold. The Midwest doesn't get off the hook either. Predicts near normal winter temperatures in the western and central Great Lakes states, plus much of the Great Plains is going to have a very snowy winter, a very frigid winter. Nothing extreme for the south. The west coast has dry, mild conditions, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. That'll be, what about the El Nino?
Well, they don't connect. They're not really good at connecting El Nino and La Nina. They just give you the forecast. They don't tell you why it's
going to be. Because we're supposed to get a lot of rain. I'm banking on lots of rain.
Well, that brings back around the question, how accurate are they? How are these predictions?
Well, you're the farmer.
The weather forecast.
Is the almanac?
Well, they're usually lousy, frankly. The farmer's almanac usually is bad.
Perfect.
I've found that to be the way the last 6-7 years especially. But what I want to know is how we all are affected by the weather forecasters, whether it's a year in advance, a month in advance, 10-day forecast that you get from the Weather Channel. How accurate are they really? Do you grouse with a lot of other people because the weather forecasts turn out often to be wrong?
I used to sit and actually make the weather a part of my day. Like, I'd actually turn on the local news in the morning just so I could get the weather update or, on your Apple, on your iPhone, it's right there. And, about 2 months ago, I just had this revelation. I did a Doug Steffen hashtag who cares moment.
Mm-hmm.
I went, why am I doing this? I live in California. The worst that could possibly happen to me is I may sweat a little, or maybe there might be the slightest chance that I might get like 2 drops of rain on me. Why am I wasting my time?
You're not going to have a foot of snow in the driveway like we could have.
Right.
Yeah, I don't change my wardrobe in the winter. I don't change my wardrobe in the summer.
Wow.
I work in an air-conditioned office. What do I care? So I gave up. I've actually become weather-free.
Really?
What a nice way to
live. Weather-free.
Yeah. What? What am I going to do watching the weather? What am I doing?
Buy a new
snowboard.
You
live in Southern California.
Do I care if it's windy outside? No. Please. You know what? I can tell when it's going to rain. When I open my windows in the morning, it might be cloudy.
All you have to worry about is
bring an umbrella.
Fire.
Yes, but they don't talk about that on the weather.
Mudslides.
Plenty of time in Florida and California.
Tsunamis.
This boy, I'll tell
you that. Tsunamis. That's all you have to worry about.
None of that's the weather, though, Richard.
All right. So the weather forecasters are oftentimes incredible. I know that on the farm, I need to, I've just looked at the weather for today, what we have for the rest of the week, so I can figure out if we're going to mow some hay. We have to plant some fields and hay and get them started before the first frost, that kind of stuff. The last month or so have been fairly accurate. Through the summer, not particularly accurate. But again, what can you do about it? These people, I hear people say, these weather forecasters, they lie like a rug. Don't you love that expression?
They don't lie, they're just wrong.
Right, there's a difference between lying and not telling.
But it's one of those wonderful jobs where you can be wrong all the time and you don't get penalized for it.
So
why are they, though? Why are they wrong? Why are they? Is the equipment just not that good? What is it?
Is
it just
the Doppler?
Because you cannot predict what 3D Mother Doppler. Nature and God are going to serve up every day on the Weather Channel.
And again, show of honesty, let's all be honest here. The weather people are the ones that are smart enough to read the news. But they look good.
Right. Get a lot of jobs out of
Go
those
ahead.
Jobs.
Send your letter to me,
Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Roberta at DougSteffen.com. Ken at DougSteffen.com. Rich at DougSteffen.com. Doug at DougSteffen.com. Roberta.
I want Doug at RichMcFadden.com.
Okay. Good for you. Roberta, this is the anniversary in 2010 of 59 taxi drivers getting arrested in New York City for manipulating their meters to double the fares.
Shocker.
Just 59? That's it?
59. One driver overcharged
the passengers. Uber does that every day.
Oh, no. You don't like Uber?
I love Uber, except they do that stupid, what they call, demand
time.
Pricing. Yeah, where all of a sudden a $10 ride costs you $30. As well, we don't have enough taxis on the road, and we want to encourage more people to get on the road, so we're going to raise the prices. So they say, oh, we can make money, and they'll get on the road.
But in
reality, it's like wait a minute. It's a Tuesday morning. It's sunny. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. They're in a car on the road. What do you mean I have to pay $30 to go 4 blocks?
Mm-hmm. Just don't do it. Walk.
Yeah.
Good for you. We used Uber in and out of the airport in Chicago this past weekend, and it was actually quite expensive.
Were you allowed?
The Uber can come to the airport in Chicago.
Really?
Yep.
In
come
L.A.
Right to
too.
Airport. Yep, they can in L.A. now.
Not in D.C.
No. Well,
I mean, I love nice. Uber, but now you can use Get instead, G-E-T-T.
Yeah, that's $10 for any fare in New York, right?
All right, so that would be a better app to have. Uber is good, clean, reliable. The driver we had was very good. Suit, tie, nice clean car, all that stuff, but very expensive.
I told you the story about one of the guys that works here at the network.
Mm-hmm, yeah, who drives part-time for Uber.
Drives like an hour and 15 minutes into work and then home from work. Mm-hmm. So he got an Uber license, and now he picks people up on the way in, and instead of it costing him $60 a week in gas, he makes $100 a week.
Yeah, good for him. Smart.
Yeah, there you
good
go.
For him. Nothing wrong with that. All right, speaking of things that are not right, and me going to Chicago this past weekend, today the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, this is another great feather in the this is a guy who was the creator of much of the image that Mr. Obama has. He became the mayor of Chicago, and today he will propose what officials in Chicago have called the largest property tax increase in the history of that city and in the modern history of our country. That city is so badly run. And by the way, Chicago is a beautiful city. I like Chicago. Fall, spring, beautiful weather, clean as could be, shopping, stores, the whole atmosphere in the city is great. But it is so badly run that they need to increase property taxes by 14% to 15%. How do you do that in a city like that and not drive half the people who are there out?
You don't. Half the people will leave.
Well, the gentrification of Chicago will stop, it would seem to me, because of this. And I'll tell you, it really is. It's a neat city. I think it's one of our great cities, but it has been so badly run. There's so much, even though it's clean, there's so much crime. But it's not on the streets. Kind of, you don't see. They keep Chicago proper, clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
The police, everything about the city is great. But you go outside or you get into some of the areas that are ancillary to the city itself, and it's a trash bucket.
You know,
it really is.
My brother's a cop in the hood.
Really, Richie? Your brother's a policeman? You know that, Roberta?
So, for all of you who don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
And when he took me on my first ride along with him in this neighborhood, I had no idea that it existed. I had no idea that there were places like this in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up here in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
I've never been there.
Yep. Yep.
Define places like this.
Dirty, rotten,
boarded up,
corrupt,
empty houses that are just
drug sales
crack
every corner.
Houses and desolate.
Palm Beach the same way.
That have just been closed down, where just rats are basically running through the community and drug sales.
I remember taking that ride with the police in Palm Beach when I was working down there. What an amazing, eye-opening thing! You think you see the city by how it's portrayed?
It's shocking.
No. All right, in a moment. We're going to, speaking of shocking, we're going to talk to Debbie Giorgato. Is that how you pronounce your name, Kenny? Giorgato, I believe it is. What?
He says, I think so.
All right. The radio, she has written a book called Ladies Can We Talk. She got a book and a radio program called Ladies Can We Talk. Let's talk about ladies in the presidential race up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, it's 46 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I don't know why I swallowed your name, Roberta. Roberta Bassanelli, Jennifer Horne, Rich McFadden, and Kenny Kessler. I have Debbie Georgiados here, who's written a book called Ladies, Can We Talk? You see her once in a while on Fox. She has a radio show that's on the Internet, I think. Debbie, welcome to Good Day.
Yeah, the radio show is actually live on 660 AM, The Answer, North Texas, and good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about the women who are running and the sort of focus on Carly Fiorina as a good, shall we say, a counter to Hillary Clinton. Where do you think Carly Fiorina is going to end up when all the dust is settled?
Well, I think she is, to answer your first point, she's a fabulous contrast to Hillary Clinton. I think she's just less angry. She just seems more poised in the way she speaks. I think that has appeal. I think also just countering the left idea that there's a war on women coming from the right. And Carly is a woman, and she's reasonable and thoughtful and very, she's just really sharp. So I think that overall helps the party's image. And she's certainly getting attacked these days as she rises in the polls. All of a sudden, people are talking about picking apart her performance at HP, and maybe it deserves it. I don't know. But they're really willing to go after her more heartily than they have up until now because she's starting to shine. So where she'll end up, I am not sure. I think she might be a serious contender for vice president for several of the people who may emerge in the top slot.
And who might that be, in your opinion?
You know, the only ones I can seriously see at this point, I can see Donald Trump, but I actually don't think he'll get it. I think Ben Carson might. I actually think Ted Cruz may come on strong because he's a balance between the bluster of Donald Trump and the softness, but really kind of intellectual brilliance of Ben Carson. I think it might be Ted Cruz. I think Ben Carson might get it. I'm probably a lone wolf out here. I don't think Donald Trump will get the nomination.
All right, how much of your opinionating is based on your own preference versus what, and I don't say that critically, I'm just wondering, I think we all have our prejudices. I would like to see Carly Fiorina be in a position of power, frankly. I don't know whether Trump makes it or he doesn't make it. Most of the rest of them, I like Rand Paul because of his philosophy. Bush looks just like every other, you know, Bush. So, Ted Cruz does nothing.
How many times have I been telling you I think he could be a great candidate? Because just exactly why you mentioned. I think
might
he's
be a
great
candidate, but he's we asked the same question about Trump. Might be a great candidate, but would he be a great president, Debbie?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Donald Trump would be a great president. That's why I say I don't think he'll get it. I think that as people watch him in debates, the serious primary voters continue to watch him. He, even the CNN debate, he bumped down wherever it was, 32 to 24, because when he's pressed, he actually doesn't understand not just the deep details of the names of leaders of you know, all sorts of terrorist groups around the world, but he doesn't have a grasp on philosophy, foreign policy, other than just to say America's great, which it is, and I think those are the voters that just want to hear someone say something strong, America's good, the people are good, but and of course that attracts people. It attracts me. It's a great message, but when you look at substance, I think people find it lacking, and I know what you're saying, and I do agree that people tend to project their own preference on thinking who will win.
Yeah, right. So it is a horse race at this moment in time. Thank you for spending time with us, Debbie Georgiatos. The book is called Ladies, Can We Talk? It is 51 past the hour now.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Raindrops can and then he pushes him off. Friday, great movie. We have a couple of different clips from Butch Cassidy, Richie, right?
If you want to go, I won't stop you. The minute you start to whine or make a nuisance, I don't care where we are, I'm dumping you flat.
Don't sugarcoat it like that, kid. Tell her straight. Nothing's worrying
me. You just keep thinking, Butch. That's what you're good at.
Raindrops from B.J. Thomas, from Butch Cassidy, the number one movie this week in 1969, number one song, 1969. Robert Redford is in a new movie with Nick Nolte that looks actually like it would be quite a good movie to take in. And I saw a picture in the previews of him. His face job sort of has straightened out, didn't look as bad as he did in that movie about the sailboat. And Nick Nolte, man, he could use a face job. Woo! Does he look old? Wow.
Yeah, Nick Nolte. He looks a little hard, Nick Nolte.
You know what
he
just kind of flashed back into my memory bank is, remember when a movie was released in the 60s, I don't remember, but 70s, 80s, or whatever? How long would you have to wait before you would see that movie on TV? Then later into the 80s, how long before it would show up on VHS?
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, long time. Well, in the 70s, it probably would take at least 2 years to become to go on TV, and then VHS wasn't into almost 1980, like 70, about 1980 VHS came out.
And it would it would take 6 months or so, right?
Oh, at least.
At least.
Yeah. Right. And now a movie hits the theater, and within 4 months, it's on.
Not even. I mean, the studio can't wait to get it on some form of digital format. They cannot wait to recoup their money as quickly as possible.
They are paid handily by the networks to get these things on, but you got HBO that's running this stuff closer than any of the other cable networks.
Well, right? HBO, it used to take 1 year to get on HBO from theatrical. Now it takes 6 months. The window's gone to 6 months in many instances. So quicker and quicker. Window's getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Chuck, you're going to have some movie news plus a little foray back into the Emmys broadcast. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, Chucker, we had a discussion earlier about the Emmys broadcast and Andy Sandberg. Our poll yesterday, what did you like most about the Emmy broadcast? 40% said it didn't watch them. And I think what we looked at was ratings that reflected that. 18% said they liked Andy Sandberg. Has he done any movies or is he strictly a TV act?
No, he's done movies. He was in That's My Boy with Adam Sandler. No, he's done like a lot of SNL performers. He's done a lot of supporting comedic roles in film. But I got to be honest, in full disclosure, I didn't watch the Emmy broadcast. I'm a big Mets fan. I was watching the Met-Yankee game.
The Mets?
Yeah.
Really? Come on, Chucker. All right, what do you have for movie news?
Here we go. Like Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray, actor Ernie Hudson has landed a cameo in Paul Feig's female Ghostbusters film, which is just about wrapped. It's filming. Melissa McCarthy and Christine Wiig star in that film. I believe it will be out next summer. And a relatively unknown actress, I know who she is, you may not. Her name is Brie Larson, who plays Amy Schumer's sister in the movie Trainwreck. She's pretty good. Will play Billie Jean King in Battle of the Sexes. Steve Carell will play Bobby Riggs. I think that's an interesting topic for a movie. I'm sure it's going to be more comedic than dramatic. But she also stars in the movie The Room, which is getting really good Oscar buzz, and will play the female lead in Skull Island, which is a King Kong prequel over at Universal. Right. And NBC is going to turn the 1993 Clint Eastwood movie In the Line of Fire into a weekly TV series. I love that film. Should be free. Yeah.
All right. Well, we need more ideas for more TV shows, that's for sure. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with us every day at this time on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.